Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Chance for storms today, otherwise cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. High temperatures reach up to 91. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, chance for storms, lows of aloft around 62. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 77.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Congressman Tracy Mann from the Big First District in the state of Kansas says that he cannot wait until election time in November, saying that they are working hard behind the scenes in D.C. right now, working on appropriations and budgetary issues, along with the ongoing battle between illegal migration and immigration bills in Washington, D.C., saying that fentanyl continues to be rampant at the southern border.
Yeah, that's right. Meanwhile, we have $34 trillion deficit. And don't forget, we've had 30 tons of fentanyl, 30 tons. Smuggled across the border. You know, we have more fentanyl in this country enough to kill every American three or four times over.
Yeah.
This is a cataclysmic failure of leadership from the White House. But the facts are he just is not willing to do anything about it, which means November and then January 20th, in my mind, can't get here soon enough.
Yeah. But American Network News.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Toppers Plus Truck and RV will hook you up for trailer and RV season. Get receiver hitches, goosenecks, fifth wheel hitches, brake controllers, and trailer wiring to ease the towing of your boat, cycle, RV, or lawn equipment. Choose from top brands of hitches, including B&W hitches, Curt, and Draw Type. Need to take your vehicle camping with you? Toppers Plus has Blue Ox base plates and tow bars. Get trailer season ready at Toppers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or toppersplusks.com.
Make your job work for you!
With the holiday week upon us, with Independence Day and many individuals across the state of Kansas heading out to the lakes and different vacation spots for the summer festivities, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment says that some lakes across the state are being impacted with the presence of the harmful algae of the blue and green algae. As the Kansas Department of Health and Environment says that coming out of this weekend and going into the holiday week, that there are four lakes with the warnings, including King Lake out of Lyon County, Rooks County Reservoir in Rooks County, the Webster Lake in Rooks County, and Marion Lake at Reservoir out of Marion County. They're also warning of five different watches across the state, including at Eagle Lake in Sedgwick County, the Harvey County East Lake in Harvey County, Lake Shawnee out of Shawnee County, Lovewell Lake in Jewell County, and Woodland Park Pond in Sedgwick County. They are reminding with the warnings and watches across the state that the water may be unsafe for humans and animals and to avoid areas of the algae accumulation and do not let people or pets eat dried algae or drink contaminated water.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. Leader Kranz is hosting their Summerfest this weekend, a German celebration for the longest day of the year, marking the beginning of the summer. Board President Ryan Rosendahl says that the organization is always looking for new, younger members.
To continue this on, you know, to make it last another 50 years, 100 years, 150 years, hopefully, you know, it takes getting some young blood interested, you know, to start to take the reins so that it can go on through, the next generation.
In other news, the First Street Brewing Company welcomed in fans of the Omaha Supernovas as the franchise made a Pro Volleyball Federation Trophy tour stop in Hastings. Here's what Supernovas Director of Corporate Partnerships Murphy Maurer had to say.
It's a pretty well-known fact around the office that I am from the Tri-Cities. I'm from Hastings. One of my coworkers came up to me and said, "Hey, Murphy, do you know anywhere in the Tri-Cities where we can get this trophy out there?" And I said, "I know the place."
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has been protecting farmers and ranchers season after season.
You need to know you're covered and you've got somebody covering your back.
You've got local people that everybody knows.
And we have a good policy and a good agent, and I guess that's what you need to be able to sleep at night.
Loyal, local, and rooted in ag for over 80 years. Learn more at fbfs.com/rootedinag. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners voted unanimously at last week's meeting to move forward with the renewal question for a half-cent countywide sales tax for Community Memorial Health Care on the November ballot, which was initially passed by voters 5 years ago. Representatives of CMH in their request said that they feel it's still necessary. Commissioners noted comments they've heard regarding the hospital and transparency, with John Unger suggesting a commissioner be added to the hospital board. And Fritz Blasky said that CMH should tell the community how proceeds are a benefit. They did acknowledge the importance of having a hospital and moving forward with the request, which will be on the November ballot. The sales tax generated well over $1.2 million in 2023, offsetting reported expenses of over $1.5 million in uncompensated care, with patient billing at $42.5 million in 2023. Commissioners sent comments in opposition to a proposed 5-mile transmission corridor, which is a consideration of federal officials. The matter was raised after a comment period was closing in late June, and concerns were raised with little or no notification to local residents who could be affected. State Representative Lisa Mosier and State Senator Elaine Bowers also spoke recently with area county officials with regard to their positions, noting the potential impact on residents, agriculture, and landowners. A legal team is set to interview county appraiser Francine Cromie, who remains on paid suspension to investigate matters of professional conduct and performance in the work culture. The issue was raised June 17th with a special meeting held June 20th, and suspension will remain in effect until the investigation is complete. A jury trial has been requested in a civil lawsuit filed by Marshall County against Farmers Cooperative, seeking nearly $630,000 from an October incident last year when a fertilizer applicator fell through a 3-ton bridge over the Black Vermilion River on Tumbleweed Road and was destroyed. Carelessness and negligence are alleged in the filing for the cost of replacing the structure. Washington County has received a $15,000 grant for the Rural Opportunity Zone program through the Kansas Department of Commerce, to be used to promote the program and help market the county as a place to relocate. Balance of American Rescue Plan funds were discussed at last week's meeting with the local fire departments to receive $5,000. Consideration of a new fire escape for the courthouse was discussed, with an earlier estimate at $210,000. Nemahal County Commissioners heard a request from the sheriff for a nearly 10% increase in the budget, from $2.22 million, an additional $80,000 for the current year's budget, to be used for a pay scale increase beginning late July as an incentive to attract employees. That increase is also reflected in next year's budget request. The county attorney was present and discussed a proposed resolution regarding abandoned vehicles in Nemahal County, which was approved unanimously later in the meeting after modification. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week unanimously approved a recommendation by the Highway Superintendent and County Engineer to move forward with a $775,000 bid for the East Pickerel Culvert Project, replacing a bridge which has been closed. This week, a helicopter towing a large hoop from a cable will be making low-level flights in parts of Gage, Jefferson, and Saline counties as part of a geological and aquifer mapping study, flying as low as 1 to 200 feet above ground level. Hanover Days of 49 parade theme is Favorite American Patriot or Event, with parades Friday at 6:30, Saturday at 5:30. All entries are welcome, cash prizes. For information or details, contact Jay Holly, Bruce Wheeling, or Clint Holly. Hilden L. Bud White, age 93, of Blue Springs, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice. Interment in the Highland Center Cemetery, rural Cortland. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Bud White.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ribs with seasoned mashed potatoes, garden blend, sauerkraut, and peaches. Tomorrow, hamburger with baked beans, pea salad, and watermelon. KUDY News Time, 7:14.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 100s. Some scattered showers may continue overnight, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers into Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms may continue into Wednesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Showers and thunderstorms may continue into Thursday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Then showers may continue early Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Staying sunny throughout Friday with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More sunshine throughout the day on Saturday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. And a slight chance for some scattered showers throughout Saturday night, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Scattered showers on a Sunday, sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and mid-90s throughout the region. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early July, 90. Record high on this date, 108. The average low, 68. The record low, 49. Sunset this evening, 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:05. Widespread inch of rain before it was all said and done Monday. 2 inches or more at some locations. And just a passing light shower overnight. 78 sunshine is back this morning. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 2nd of July. KUDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
We're sorry. All circuits are busy now. Please try your call again later.
We all know, living in rural communities, it's difficult to rely on your cell phone reception. So don't rely on that same connection for your home internet. 5G is fine for your cell phone alone, but if you want a reliable home internet connection with the fastest symmetrical speeds, Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet service is your solution. Visit bluevalley.net/yfiber.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From ABC Sports... this is Rich Cantu. The surging Mets got back to 500 using a huge 10th inning to knock off the Nationals in D.C.
He delivers. Swung on, hit in the air, deep center field. Young drifting back to the warning track. Turns at the wall. Gone! Go ahead, three-run home run, J.D. Martinez.
On WCBS 880, the Metropolitans erupted for 6 runs in the 10th to make it 9-3, then held on for a 9-7 win. Rockies edged the Brewers in 10-8-7. NBA free agency underway. Klay Thompson's trading in the blue and gold of the Warriors for the blue and silver of Dallas. Sources say Thompson's agreed to a 3-year, $50 million deal with the reigning Western Conference champion Mavericks, part of a multi-team sign and trade that sends Josh Green to the Hornets and 2 second-round picks to Golden State. Jason Tatum has signed a massive 5-year, $314 million extension with the Celtics. To Wimbledon, 20-year-old Coco Gauff is through to the second round after a straight sets victory over fellow American Caroline Dolhide. Gauff declaring last year's U.S. Open win has given her game a boost.
Yeah, I think in Grand Slams, it gives me a lot of confidence because I don't even think the U.S. Open was my best tennis the whole tournament. I had a lot of three-set matches early on and obviously towards the end. And so it gives me a lot of confidence.
Goff lost in the first round at Wimbledon last year. Big names on the court this morning: Novak Djokovic, Christopher Eubanks, American Taylor Fritz, and British favorite Andy Murray, all playing first-round matches. First-round women's action, 11 seed Danielle Collins and defending champ Markéta Vondrousova, while American Sofia Kenin takes on top seed Iga Swiatek. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry, who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
This is Andrew Crownover with Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville. From now until July 4th, with every car purchase, you'll receive a $50 gift certificate to Richardson Fireworks in Marysville. Happy 4th of July, and stop in or visit our website to see our huge selection of cars, trucks, SUVs, and more at Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville.
Blue Rapids is on the move.
A small town with a big heart.
We always invite you to join us as we move forward.
Take time to see our progress.
We'd love to have you.
Come see what we have to offer.
Around the town square or anywhere you might be.
Visit Blue Rapids, the small town with a big heart.
The Blue Rapids Community Action Team will be hosting a home-style fried chicken and fixins dinner Sunday, July 7th, serving at noon at the Blue Rapids Community Center. Home-style fried chicken with all the sides and more homemade desserts than you could ever want. Plan to attend the Blue Rapids Community Action Team fried chicken dinner Sunday, July 7th, serving at noon at the Blue Rapids Community Center.
From ABC News, Wall Street now. Stocks opened the week with a rally that sent the Dow Jones 50 points higher to a close at 39,169. The S&P 500 picked up 0.25%. The NASDAQ composite added 0.8% to end the session at a new all-time high. Tesla is set to announce its latest quarterly deliveries, and car industry watchers think they will be lower. It'll be the first time Tesla has had two down quarters in a row. CEO Elon Musk warned shareholders in January about slower sales this year. With 8,000 apartments for sale, Manhattan is becoming a buyer's market. Appraisal firm Miller Samuel says the median price fell 2% in the second quarter of the year. It's still just over $1 million for an apartment. And this may be the corporate partnership of the summer: Heinz Ketchup and Kate Spade. A new Spade fashion collection features everything from purses to shoes sporting the Heinz logo and the classic ketchup red color. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
So you've cut back on everything from lattes to lunches, but if you're still coming up short at the end of the month, try this. Give State Farm agent John Bannister a call for a free discount double check. He'll show you how something as simple as combining car and home policies could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Discounts vary from state to state. See John Bannister, State Farm agent, 1022 Broadway in Marysville.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. A top U.S. senator says United States Department of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack's call for the GOP to lower its farm bill expectations is, quote, wrong. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is not buying it, not given the state of United States agriculture today. Asked about Secretary Vilsack's call for congressional Republicans to get practical and lower their farm bill expectations, Grassley had this to respond.
It isn't reasonable to expect the Agriculture Committee to lower those expectations below reflection of the inflation that's happened in farming costs. since 2018.
Grassley says maybe Vilsack is right when he claims the House committee passed Farm Bill uses, quote, Harry Potter-style invisible cloaking to hide its true cost. But as far as lowering expectations to boost the farm safety net?
But if he includes that in it, then he's wrong.
In the meantime, Grassley agrees with a growing perception here that Senate Farm Bill talks have reached a stalemate.
Because of the inability to reach some compromise on the new Farm Bill, five-year Farm Bill, reflecting the inflation that we need that has happened since the 2018 Farm Bill for diesel, interest, seed, fertilizer, chemicals. I applaud the House for moving where they have, and they may pass one, but I think we still have these big differences to work out in the Senate.
Prompting Grassley to again predict the need for another one-year extension of the outdated 2018 Farm Bill. As once again Grassley says, Vilsack is wrong for anyone to have lowering Farm Bill expectations. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest check of agricultural news here on this Tuesday morning, only here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The Kansas Custom Rate Survey data has been compiled and sorted for people to be able to look at and compare rates for different types of custom work in agriculture. Director of the Land Use Survey Office at K-State, Leah Sudol, discusses the purpose of the survey and recaps one section of the report.
What we want to do with the report is we want to provide a data source for folks looking to hire custom work done or for custom operators to compare what their rates are to what others are across the state. We survey lots of different individuals across the state and arrive at averages. And it just kind of provides a benchmark for folks if they're negotiating rates or if operators are setting their rates.
Sudol explains how harvest custom rates have changed over the past few years.
Now, the biggest increase in 2024 was in sorghum, and the cost of harvesting increased by about 25% for sorghum. Other thing that's important to consider when you're looking at the harvesting costs, there is also an element of yield. There's a high yield threshold that we collect, and then an additional rate on top of the base rate for yields that are over that threshold. Those relationships can change. For example, in sorghum, the high yield charge increased and the high yield threshold decreased. So that can be a hidden increase in there.
Many things have contributed to increased prices, and she says what she thinks is the biggest contributor.
Cost of equipment has consistently been increasing, and you see that from ownership costs and depreciation expenses, and then you also see it in the cost to operate that equipment in your, again, fuel comes into play there. But then you also have the labor costs that are increasing, and you have the repairs and maintenance to that equipment have been going up. So the underlying equipment costs are driving a lot of these consistent increases in your custom rates.
That was the director of the Land Use Survey Office at K-State, Leah Sudol, with information on the Kansas Custom Rates Survey data. Read more data at www.agmanager.info. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over at the K-State Radio Network.
Don't miss the Jefferson County Fair, July 10th through the 14th, home of the USAC Midwest Midget National Championship. This national championship race will have some of the nation's top drivers at the Friday and Saturday event. And after the races, enjoy the beer garden with live music or ride the mechanical bull. Free admission to the horse arena events with a rough stock rodeo, cattle sorting, extreme trail challenge, and a ranch rodeo. There'll be a carnival and many special events. So don't miss the Jefferson County Fair, July 10th through the 14th in Fairbury, Nebraska. Visit us at jeffcofair.us or on Facebook at Jefferson County Fair, Nebraska.
Can thunderstorms really cause milk to go sour? We will investigate on a Truth or Tall Tale edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you?
Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 2nd, the 184th day of the year. Comedian Larry David has a birthday, and the first Walmart store opened in Arkansas on this day in 1962. There's an old adage that says thunderstorms can cause milk to go sour. Implausible folklore? We've heard enough accounts from dairy farmers to believe something is going on. But the connection has never been scientifically proven. Experiments that have run electricity through milk have found no effect. Some theories say it's merely the warm, humid conditions which spawn thunderstorms that hasten spoilage, while others believe it's caused by ozone or bacteria carried by rainfall. It is still very much an unsolved scientific mystery. After the next July thunderstorm, though, better check your milk. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. Inch up to 2 inches in the rain gauge before it all ended on Monday. We had around an inch here at the studios. On the sunny side, warmer and humid. 78 degrees this hour. Look for a warm-up today. Highs on tap around 90.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a big four-game series for the Kansas City Royals at home at Kauffman Stadium over the weekend as the Royals went 3-for-4 against the Cleveland Guardians, sitting atop the league. As game number four wrapped up with Royals beating the Guardians at 6-2 on Sunday, starting off strong, putting a score in per inning for the first couple innings, two more in the fifth inning and two more in the seventh inning, in holding the Guardians to 2 points only coming in by the eighth inning of the game. It does help close the gap a little bit in the American League Central as the Royals are tied in the second place against Minnesota Twins at a 47-39 record. The Guardians now at 52-30, so only about a five-game difference between the two teams. Kansas City continues to stay at Kauffman Stadium as their next series starts off with the Tampa Bay Rays with first pitch today at 7:10 before heading on the road to Colorado to take on the Rockies starting on Friday. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Don't search for a job alone. C&K Services is thankful for all the men and women who are members of the U.S. military. These brave individuals put their lives on the line for the citizens of America every day. Thank you and have a happy Independence Day. From the patriotic staff at C&K Services in Sabetha, always proud to support our United States military. Twin Rivers Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram salutes all the military personnel, past and present, for protecting the United States from foreign and domestic threats. The flag still stands for freedom because of the dedication of our military. From Twin Rivers Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram in Beatrice, where value meets values.
The biggest celebration in Northeast Kansas is Skyfest Marysville, July 13th and 14th. On Saturday the 13th, gather at Lakeview Sports Complex for kids' activities, delicious food vendors from around the area, and live music from Elliot Burns at 4 p.m. That evening, Kansas native and Billboard recording artist Logan Mize headlines Saturday night's entertainment. She calls me back. The biggest choreographed fireworks show lights up the night sky at dusk with a hot air balloon glow that evening. At 6 a.m. Sunday morning, catch the breathtaking balloon ascension and airplane show while enjoying breakfast at Marysville's Municipal Airport. Skyfest Marysville, where the sky's the limit, July 13th and 14th. For more information, go to Visit Marysville on Facebook or Instagram.
KNDY.